The time between prospect meetings is an absolutely dangerous time for us sales folk because, first of all, deals can obviously lose momentum. Your prospect might be susceptible to like internal, external forces whispering in their ear and influencing them away from your solution. So how do we keep in touch and stay top of mind without any of that calling to check in stuff? So today I have three out of the box ways for you to stay top of mind between meetings. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 20,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so I want to start off with one of my favorite Jack Welch quotes, and it goes something like this. The last thing you want to do is be a bore. When you wake up in the morning, give yourself a good mirror test. If you look like you're going to be a sulking, pouting bore, slap yourself in the face before you go to the office. Now, kind of direct, right? In true Jack Welch style. Now, Jack got some of that right, but I think he missed something much bigger. Being a bore isn't just limited to the sulking and the pouting. I think one becomes a bore when they show up and follow up exactly the way their competitors are doing it. So today it's going to be all about how can we follow up a little bit differently. And when I say a little bit differently, let's get away from that calling to follow up, just circling back, wanted to touch base, or even, you know, did you make a decision yet? I mean, some of that can get really old really, really fast. So I have three ideas for you today. And they're all simple, and they will not cost you a dime to do. Actually, one or two of them might cost you a few bucks, but nothing that's going to break the bank. So the very first thing that you can do is teach your prospect something. Now, it's very important that you teach your prospect something. And when you find out what I think you should teach them, you'll find out it's very, very timely that you teach your prospect something, because I want you to think about this. A lot of the time when any of us are making a decision, we really want to make sure that we're making the best decision. And I'm sure you've seen, as a sales professional, instances where people did not make the best decision. They chose your competitor, and they chose them for the wrong reasons. They were misinformed, or they were looking at the wrong criteria. So we want to educate them and kind of guide them in a way so that they make the best decision without manipulating and being sleazy and everything else. But there's another reason why you want to teach someone something, and it's because it allows you, the sales rep, to establish your authority and your expertise and differentiate from your competitors. So how can we go about teaching them something in a way that's very, very different? We're going to use this as a way of kind of, we'll consider this part of the follow-up, but like keeping in touch between meetings. One of the things you can do is you can pre-record a 7 to 10 minute or a 3 to 5 minute, whatever you want, but certainly an under 10 minute pre-recorded WebEx. One of the cool things about WebEx or any kind of an online webinar hub or meeting hub like that is that there's a record button. So you can pre-record something, you can have slides there, you can go over key parts of the presentation again for them, but more specifically, you can teach them something. So I'll tell you what in a second, but what you can also do is, you know, one way of doing it, I said, was the WebEx. Another way that you can go about doing it is by sending along a PDF. So now, what are we going to teach them? Some of the ideas that you can do is you can, and I love this format, by the way. There is this thing, and I've taught it here numerous times. It goes back, I think, to like the 1950s. And it's a fill-in-the-blank format that a lot of copywriters use to great success, and people are still using it to great success. When I tell you what it is, instantly, you're going to think of blog posts that you've seen and marketing pieces and everything. And it goes something like this. What every blank should know about blank. What every blank should know about blank. The example I love to give this time of year for a lot of my friends in the printing industry is, you know, you could create something right now if you're targeting marketing folk. This is the time of year where they're looking to stretch like that budget, man. They might be very close to running out of budget, but yet they still have to support the troops and there's marketing efforts that have to be done. So you can put out something what every market, you know, what every marketer should know about stretching their budget at year end. You could, if you were in sales training like me, you could put what every vice president of sales should know about hiring a sales trainer. You could even put out a piece how to select a blank, how to select a printer, how to select a sales coach. In fact, I put out a piece that I use for that very reason, and it's called How to Hire a Sales Coach. So one thing that you can do is teaching your prospect something. It's very, very important. Do you notice there's a very different flavor to that message? It's not, hey, I'm calling to see if you've reached a decision yet, where we're almost kind of begging for their answer, putting ourselves in kind of, you know, a lower position instead of an equal and a more collaborative type of relationship. We're not doing a very typical thing. We're actually doing something very, very helpful. So that's the first thing. Teach them something. And you have two flavors of doing that. There's other flavors too. But for now, do that pre-recorded WebEx. I mean, think about that. How many of those do you think they've received? Again, a nice opportunity for you to stand out and consider doing some kind of a PDF. Next, there is a hidden LinkedIn feature that I want you to consider using. Now, before I tell you what it is, and it's absolutely free, by the way, before I tell you what it is, forgive me, I'm going to put on my Captain Obvious cape, and I'm also going to hover, like teeter on the brink of giving you a mini lecture. I just want to make sure that part of your process when you are courting, if you will, a prospect, not a suspect, you're not approaching them saying, hey, I want to come in and talk to you, or, you know, see if there's a fit or anything like this. You've met, you've had a discovery call, you've qualified them, and now they are a full-blown prospect. I want to make sure that part of your process is sending along a LinkedIn invitation. So the reason why you want to send along, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for it, but one of the reasons is that it gives you another way to kind of like expose them to you and your company and your expertise and everything else. So we want to have lots of things between meetings that keep them bumping into us, our message, our value proposition, our solution. And we have to find ways to do it that are a little bit different. So one of the things in your follow-up could be sending along a LinkedIn invitation. But there is a LinkedIn feature. Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. No, I'm not going to let you guys off easy. I said that it's going to teeter like a little bit of a lecture, and damn it, we're going to do that. You know, I sent out today, I have an email list that I send to on Sundays, and I send out all kinds of free sales tips and everything else. And I asked a question today, and the question was, do you use LinkedIn? Like, do you connect with your prospects, right? When you're courting them, will you also connect with them? And I was surprised at the amount of people who not only said that they don't do that, but said to me that they found little value in that. So you guys know me. I'm going to be, I can be a little bit blunt at times. And if bad language offends you, I really want you to put your earmuffs on, because I definitely don't want to hear it later. Oh, you use bad language on your podcast. It's kind of like you're sitting in my home right now and I'm saying, look, I'm about to curse. If that bothers you, like, leave, because it's my home. I'm about to do that. Nobody gives a shit what you get or what you are getting value out of. I'm dead serious. Nobody gives a shit about that. What they care about is what they get value out of. So if you have a prospect, do you really think they're sitting around saying, you know, I'm thinking about going on LinkedIn, but I just wonder if this a-hole trying to sell me something gets it. You know, let me see what their take is on it first. Do you really think that they're giving that any mind? Because, like, if they are there and they are embracing it and you're not, I'm here to tell you that you're missing out on an opportunity. And it's interesting because somebody had emailed me some of their thoughts on it, and some really good thoughts on LinkedIn. And I shared my thoughts, and I said, there's a lot of reasons why I want to connect with people on LinkedIn when I am courting them. For one thing, I mean, it gives us another place that we can bump into each other between meetings, right? I mean, unless they absolutely don't use LinkedIn. I mean, if they go on like all of us do and just kind of check status updates, and there, wow, there you are, man, and you're like demonstrating your expertise. How could that be a bad thing? Now, human nature is such, when people bump into somebody on LinkedIn and they're saying something smart, is you kind of look at their background, you go onto their page. So now what you're doing is you're bringing them back to your expertise and your experience because they're looking at your profile. They might even have a chance to get you to know you at a much deeper level. Let me give you an example right from like your Uncle Paul's like perspective here. I have this happen all the time where people will send me an email, or they'll send me, we call it an in-mail over on LinkedIn. They'll send me an in-mail and they'll say, hey, Paul, you know, I just noticed that you worked for Dale Carnegie. I had no idea. They would not have had any idea had they not bumped into me and looked at my profile. I mean, I've only mentioned it maybe, I don't know, maybe two times on this podcast or whatever. And, you know, unless they caught that episode, how would they know? I mean, so it's an opportunity for people to kind of bump into your expertise and your thought leadership, but also it provides you, the seller, with valuable information, because if they're posting, it allows you to get into their head and see what they're passionate about and kind of watch them kind of anonymously and safely from afar. That's one of the things you could do. The other thing that it does is that if you connect with someone, you get alerts. So you get alerts when it's their work anniversary. That can give you another opportunity to follow up with people. It also tells you when people have been promoted. That's kind of an important thing. But how about this? Have you ever been involved in a sale and then all of a sudden people go silent? You're like, what happened? They just went MIA. Well, what's interesting is that sometimes people, like, you know, like they wind up somewhere else. Wouldn't you like to get the inside track on that, finding out that this prospect who was with ABC company is now with XYZ? That could be very helpful to you. So it's important that way. So there's a lot of other reasons for it, but let me now get into, right? Now, there is your little mini lecture, and I think it was more like a full-blown lecture that I gave you. I see no downside in you connecting with someone on LinkedIn, unless you're like one of these bozos that like puts all these inappropriate like political things out there, and you know, you're off color and all that. I think then it's going to hurt you. But there's a really cool LinkedIn feature a lot of people don't know about, and it's in the messaging. So if what you're going to do is you're going to go to the little icon that looks like almost like a call out that you'd see in a comic strip. That's the messaging icon. You click on that. Then what you're going to do, and the way I'm going to explain it to you is the way that I know it, because I use the mobile app. So from the mobile app, you're going to click on that little like call out icon, which is the messaging icon. You go into the messaging. You'll see, usually I think it's in the lower right hand side of your screen, a plus sign. You push that. That's going to give you the option to email someone. And then what you do, once you pick who you're going to send your email, or again, they call it an in-mail over on LinkedIn, you scroll down and you'll see additional icons at the bottom of your screen. One of them will be a microphone. That microphone allows you to send a voice message to someone, and it gives you up to 60 seconds to do so. So what you can do now, You can click on that, and you could send along a message. Now, you might be thinking, well, Paul, how about better yet? There's this really cool thing. I don't know if you've been around for the last 30 or 40 years, but it's this thing called voicemail. Why wouldn't you do that? Because voicemail can be very, very typical. I'm not saying don't leave a voicemail, but I'm guessing by now you've already left voicemails. So what can happen sometimes is that we create, and many times unbeknownst to us, we create this really bad stimulus response type of scenario where the stimulus is us calling or leaving the same voicemail. The response is they blow it off. I mean, haven't you even experienced that too, where you're getting the same email over and over and over again? Or you have somebody, you know, who's leaving message after message after message. After a while, it's just they've conditioned you to blow it off. So what's really cool about this LinkedIn approach is that it's not a replacement for that. It's a compliment, but it is a pattern interrupt. The pattern before was you calling and leaving messages and getting blown off, or you emailing and not getting a reply. This is a different way of going about it. Now, there's all different things that you can do inside of 60 seconds, by the way. You can share a quick idea with somebody. Maybe what you can do is going back to that idea of teaching them something. You can reinforce some of the points, especially something that maybe they perked up on or whatever. I reached out to someone who was kind of just at the point where they were kind of jerking me around and they were kind of going silent and not very, very serious about it. And it just was starting to get weird or whatever. And I was very polite about it, and they were not responding in other places. So I figured, I know that they're active on LinkedIn. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send one of these voice messages. And I was very, very polite. And I said that, you're allowed to say no, by the way. I mean, you might be thinking that just giving me no answer is letting me off easy or whatever. It's actually the worst thing, because I don't know where I stand with you. And I know you seem very, very interested. If there's something that I could do or should have done, I want you to let me know. And also, if this is dead in the water and you've gone in another direction, hey, no hard feelings. But either way, could you let me know? And I got a response, and we moved forward, and it was great. Other times I have done that, and I've gotten my no. And I don't mind getting that no, because you see, it was something. A no is never as good as a yes, right? But it's something, because you know where you stand. But the worst place that you could be in any type of relationship is in a position where you just don't know. You don't know if you should be following up, or if you should be filing this in the dead file, or in the file it in the follow up in 2019 file, or whatever. So that's the second thing, the LinkedIn voice feature you could send along to somebody. The final thing that you can do that's very, very different is you can send along a behind-the-scenes video to your prospect. And what I mean by that, there's a lot of different things you can do. You can take them on a tour of your facility. And what a lot of my clients will do is that they will work out the tour in a way that kind of coincides with workflow. So they'll say, okay, here's where all our projects begin, and then they just kind of walk you through it. And what they do in some cases is that they'll have certain teammates that maybe run a department or who are going to be in a customer-facing role give a very quick, maybe 20-second overview of what they do. And even call the prospect by name. So think about how cool this would be if I've been courting you, and we've met, we've done a needs analysis, and you're seriously considering using Castain training systems. And I take you on a tour of the world headquarters of Castain training systems, and we stop off at this one cubicle, and this person is calling you by name. Hey, one of the things that I do to support you and our clients, Bob or Nancy, whatever the hell your name is. Imagine she said, whatever the F your name is, man, who cares, right? No names. But anyway, and they say, part of my role is to assist Paul with the instructional design. And then maybe you go to somebody else. Part of my role is that I do all the graphics on Paul's PowerPoints or whatever. And I do this, and I assist with, all the logistics when it comes to all the logistics when it comes to coordinating these big events. I mean, think about that, how much that type of messaging would stand out. I'm even impressed by it because I don't have a world headquarters of Castaing Training Systems. I'm sitting here all proud, and I'm like, here I am sitting in the upstairs of my house saying, wow, man, I'm pretty, like, what the hell happened, man? Like, seems like yesterday I was just, like, sitting upstairs in a shithole doing a podcast, and now I have a world headquarters with people supporting me, man. Wow, this is like the end of It's a Wonderful Life or something. But anyway, you could do that. You can demonstrate, do a demo of a product. You can bring that, you know, 2,000-pound piece of machinery to your prospect, right? You're not going to go and put it, like, in your backpack and, like, lug it over there, right? Put it on a hand truck and wheel it on, you know, 1,500 miles to, like, your prospect. But now you can bring a video to them. You can also do things where you meet the team. And I had mentioned that in the tour, but you can, you know, you don't have to do a full-blown tour to do that. You could do it in little pieces, or what we call snackable content, just little bite-sized pieces. And what you can do is maybe shoot a video where you're like, you know, hey, Mary, just wanted to get back to you because right now I was sitting with Todd, who is in our blah, blah, blah department, and, you know, Todd had a very quick idea. And maybe Todd could share an idea about that particular prospect, or we were just talking over your account and I wanted you to meet this person. I mean, obviously, you know, we're 2,000 miles away, so it was a little difficult to fly Bob out for that meeting, and I just wanted you to have an opportunity to meet Bob because Bob is one of the many people who are going to be working behind the scenes to support your business. You could even do that going to, like, your president of the company or the CEO, but obviously you work it out with them in advance. You know, I just kind of thought of something else that you can do. On my blog this week, like right now it is November 4th, so I'm guessing it was somewhere around like the 31st, or maybe it was October 30th or whatever, I did a blog post and I talked about an email template that you can use when things get a little bit competitive, and even when they're not competitive, it's a big help. So I used to do this thing over at Dale Carnegie for my sales reps, and every week what they would do is they would come to me and they would give me the names of some of the companies that they were in to like meet with and do a needs analysis or whatever. And, you know, like right there, you might be saying, well, like, Paul, there's this thing called the CRM. Why don't you just pull a report? I didn't pull a report because I wanted to have actual permission from the rep to do it. So I wanted them to come to me and actually give me the names and contact information of the people they actually wanted me to contact. So what I would do then is I would send along an email and I would FedEx a hard copy of the email. And in it, I would address the prospect by name. I would say something along the lines of, and I would name the rep, and I would visibly CC the rep so they didn't think like I was trying to blindside my own teammate. And I would say something along the lines of, you know, Tom and I were talking about your account and the possibility and that you were considering us. Not, you know, obviously, I'm very, very flattered that you've considered us. And I wanted to make myself available. I mean, if you have any questions, if there's anything that I can do. And certainly, going forward, should you choose us, I want to let you know I'm always here for you. And it was like, you know, I'm just kind of winging it now on the podcast, but that was like the gist of the message. And it worked out so well because people would get back to me all the time, wow, it's so refreshing to see a total team effort. Also, I believe that there was a little bit of psychology at play here in that, I mean, who wants to make someone look bad in front of their boss, right? So now you know the boss is watching. I think that you're going to be less likely to jerk them around. I don't mean that it's going to get you to a yes that much quicker because you don't want to say no in front of the guy's boss. I just think that they would be less likely to just disappear on you when they know that somebody is kind of keeping tabs on it. So now, what does that have to do with this and this behind-the-scenes video? You could take the same kind of approach, and you could send along a video, and you could say, I'm actually here with Jane Jones. Jane oversees the whole sales operation here. We were talking about your account and blah, 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 blah. And now you could have this person say a few words. And again, calling the prospect by name, making themselves available and say, you can certainly get a, you can reach out to me directly. Here's my cell phone number. Here's my email address. And I'm not only going to be available to you while you're trying to make the best decision, I'm obviously going to be available to you throughout, you know, the lifetime of this relationship. I'm always going to be here for you. I think that kind of support is very, very important. So that's some of the things that you can do. So there you have it. You have three ways here for you to stay top of mind in a way that's like kind of out of the box. We talked about teaching them something. We talked about the LinkedIn voice feature. And then we talked about this idea of the behind the scenes video. So if you found value in this, I want to make sure that I do the most important thing too in sales. And what is that? Many times we'll go through this like incredible presentation and demo and needs analysis, we forget to ask for the damn business. So if you found value in this podcast, I'd like for you to do two things for me. Number one, could you please pass this along to your boss, your coworkers, someone in your LinkedIn network, someone in your traditional network, but please help us get the word out. Number two, join us on November 8th, which is like this week, November 8th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time for my How to Expedite Your Deals Before Year-End webinar. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. Like, first of all, we're going to talk about 30 ways to find buyers with the urgency to like make a change now, not after the holidays. I think it's pretty important when you're in the fourth quarter and you have a lot of people who are going to be using that call me after the holidays BS. Next, we're going to talk about how to get the right players into your meetings. We're going to talk about how to establish your authority before that first meeting. I gave you an idea here. I gave you an idea here. I mean, like, how pathetic was that casting? Like, what the hell? Anyway, you know you've reached an all-time low when you're making fun of yourself during a commercial to get people into your webinar. I mean, this is why I need to like start drinking during the podcast, make it even more fun. But today we talked about how you can establish your authority after the first meeting. There's actually a really cool thing you can do before the first meeting that none of your competitors are doing. We're going to talk about how to disqualify your competitors without being unprofessional. And you really do need to disqualify them because, like, it's going to be less competitive then. And, like, you don't have to be, like, an ass about it, but you really do want to disqualify them. We're going to talk about 12 insurance policies that you really need to take out with every prospect on the front end to make the close that much easier and to make your deals more immune to obstacles, stalls, objections, skepticism, that type of thing. We're going to talk about 5 power phrases that keep the deal moving forward. How to create a higher degree of urgency without any of those cheesy closing lines. How to handle price objections without giving away the store. And we're going to certainly get into stalls like, I need to think it over, let me run this by my boss, and also, everyone's favorite this time of year, wait for it, call me back after the holidays. To learn more, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore. yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore, and it's very timely that you do so ASAP. Registration is about to end. We're going to be doing this on the 8th, and as always, if you can't join us live, sign up anyway. I'll send you the webinar replay and all like the goodies that I've listed if you go to yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Come visit our blog at yoursalesplaybook.com/blog.